WOGO, our coverage of Cards Hockey tonight. Chi-Hi, the number one seed in Section 1 and the number one team in the state overall. They are 21-3, and Coop, they haven't lost since December 27th of 2023.
That's unbelievable. It's just crazy. Think
about
that.
Great.
They never lost in the month of January.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. They really got their act together at the end of last year, and have just been riding this hot streak. And, you know, they've been challenged along the way, but playing really well right now and playing like the number one team in the state. Here's a goalie matchup for Schofield. By the way, Sam, would you bring that AVSAT channel down, please? Sam, bring that AVSAT channel down. The sophomore goaltender for DC Everest is Griffin Bunnell. Comes in with a save percentage of .913, goals against average of .290, and his record is 8-11. And for the Cards, it is Mick Marlowe, the senior. He has played just about every minute of the season. He has a save percentage of .934, goals against average of 1.32, and he is 20-2 on the season. The DC Everest Evergreens, as you might expect, their uniforms are green. Beautiful uniforms. They were very fetching outfits here. Their sweaters are green with the white trim. And the Black Breezers, and Chi-Hi's going to be wearing their home whites here for a while today. And if they win on Tuesday as well, Chi-Hi with their home white sweaters with the red and black trim, and the Black Breezers here tonight. And some guys really shining. I saw some stats here. Gus Thorpe, first all-time in plus-minus, and 57 plus-minus. Incredible. And some other guys, too, incredible plus-minus stats here this year. And that's a stat you don't talk about too much, but it really is an impressive hockey stat. You've got Mason Johnson, fourth all-time in plus-minus 72. And Hoym, Wes Hoym at plus 53. Just some incredible numbers there, Coop.
Yeah, those are numbers that definitely show you how dominant this team has been. I mean, those are video game numbers right there, and we've gotten to watch it happen. So I feel grateful that we got to watch these guys play, and I'm excited to see what they can do.
Big, strong conference here. We've got three teams in D1 ranked, three in D2 from the BRC, and they dominate this section. And tonight, we're not the only game going on tonight in Section 1. Superior is at Eau Claire Memorial at Hobbs. Remember what happened last year when Superior knocked off, kind of stunned, the Aves in the first game of the playoffs. So that should be interesting. You got Hudson hosting Wausau West. Hudson down to their third goaltender because of injuries. And Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point playing to KB Willett in points. And that's a conference rematch there.
Yeah, a lot of good games tonight, but we're going to go to Tom Boydell.
Yeah, let's go over to Tom Boydell, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, for tonight's starting lineups.
The starting line for the DC Everest Evergreens, in goal, number 29, Griffin Bunnell. The defenseman, number 2, Xavier May. And number 9, Gabriel Simonson. The center, number 18, Cole Van Slyke. And the wings, number 17, Ethan Whitmore. And number 22, Thomas Passanol. And the rest of the Evergreens, along with their head coach, Dan Van Slyke, and assistant coaches Colin Helke, TJ Christensen, and Brandon Gillette. And now introducing the starting line for the Chi-Hi Cardinals. In goal, number 31, Mick Marlowe. The defenseman, number 18, Gus Thorpe. And number 22, Caden Svoboda. The center, number 7, Mason Johnson. And the wings, number 3, Drew Bovee. And number 8, Jackson Hoym. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches Bob Thorpe and Austin Taylor.
All right, we'll take a break, and dropping the puck here a couple of minutes away on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
The desire to make a change and the dedication to take action. Determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations. 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Cards Hockey tonight on WOGO Radio. Greg Stewart along with Cooper Fosvick. Our producer is Sam Aberle. And Chi High will have that dangerous line. I mean, they should have a warning label on this first line. Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoyb, and Drew Bobey. 142 points. And they'll go up against Whitmore, Van Slyke, and Passano. A very young team for DC Everest. Only three seniors, so a lot of sophomores, including starting goaltender Griffin Bonella. Here we go. DC Everest wins that opening draw. They get it back for the D. Here's a shot taken by Gabe Simonson. He's a sophomore. That one drifted wide. It's on the half wall in the Chi High D zone. Peeled off the dasher. Here's a centering pass for DC Everest. That was picked. Got in the way. Drew Bowman getting in the way there and breaking up a centering pass. And here comes Chi High. Gus Thorpe feeds it ahead. There's the intercept by DC Everest, but Chi High turns it around, and here come the Cards right at center ice. Brought in on the right wing side. That first line is going to exit stage right, take a break here. Chi High on the forecheck. Here is Gus Thorpe trying to shovel a pass in, and this one broken up and drifts into the left wing corner. Hard hit on an Everest player in the left wing side. That was Kyle Welsh, who went down hard in the left elbow. Chi High, the forecheck right now. It's at the hash marks and coughed up. The Cards, though, on the back check, able to keep it in for a moment. But DC Everest with the INT, and they'll gut it down the ice. And there's an icing call against the Evergreens.
A couple heart stoppers to start the game for the Evergreens. They came out flying, pretty much blanked our first line, but then our second line came out, applied some great pressure, and forced the Evergreens ice to pop.
Stay calm.
Exactly.
That's what we got to do, but keep the pressure on here. There's the face-off, right wing circle. Chi High in the attacking zone here, and it's on the half boards. Chi High able to throw it in the right wing corner, and this one is going to come to the right side of the net, picked up by Jackson LeMay for the Cards. He'll wheel one back to the D. And Krista had a tough time getting the handle on that, but shoveled it ahead just enough for Evan Foyles. Foyles turned, looked like he was going to go to the front of the cage, and then ducked underneath the goaltender, Bonnell, and then moves into the left wing corner. There's a centering pass for Carter Bowlby. He drew some iron on the near side, ricocheted onto a Evergreen stick, and it's cleared down the ice, and Chi High retreats to pick it up. 2 minutes gone in the game, no score. Chi High in this regional final. And Andy Johnson Big kid put the shoulder into an Evergreens player, dropped him, and the puck goes sliding off in the left wing corner. Now it's cleared by D.C. Everest, and they're on sides in the Chi High zone. 14:45 and ticking here left in the first period. Zeros up on the board. Andy Johnson overskating the puck, and it's going to be picked up by Ethan Whitmore on this first line. He's a freshman. He got a freshman, sophomore, and junior for head coach Dan Van Slyke. His son Ethan, or rather Cole, plays on this team. He's a sophomore. Forward on this team, and he is in his 12th season. Scott Parker in his 37th campaign as head coach of the Cards. This one laid on the blocker. Bunnell, he'll steer that one in the left wing corner. Cards trying to move it in on the Evergreens goaltender, and here comes D.C. Everest on the breakout. That was broken up by Chi High, and they'll go D to D, and Swobes has got it on the near side. They'll work it up the ice to the center circle. Glove down by Gabriel Simonson, a couple of Simonson brothers, Christian and Gabriel, playing on this team. They're both defensemen. And now Chi High will find the loose rocket and bring it up on the near side. Here comes the Cards. Gus Thorpe jumps into it, and a nice shot on the goaltender as he went down to the bottom side, bottom corner of the wheel. And that one fought off by Bunnell and cleared back out by D.C. Everest with 13:22 left to go here in the first period. This one flying up and down the barn here today. Both teams working the puck up very quickly. Chi High on the forecheck, can't keep it in, and it pops back out for Krista. He takes some time, loads one up, goes into the right wing corner of the D.C. Everest D zone. And the Evergreens have it. They'll clear out the center. And here they come, crossing the line on the far side is Passano, the leading scorer for this team. Dump one in the right wing corner, but Chi High catches up to it. Here are the Cards. It is Carter Bowlby. Drop pass right there, but Chi High a little tardy in getting into the zone, so they've got a touch back up again. And that gives D.C. Everest some time to play with the puck right here. They work the breakout. Nice step in there by Carter Bowlby to break the breakout up, and Chi High's got it, the right wing corner. Now with some energy, that line moves it out of the elbow on the near side, and here's a shot by Evan Foyles, who's really coming into his own here at the end of the season, had the game winner against Eau Claire Memorial. And Foyles with a chance right there. Comes back to the Chi High end. Mick Marlowe starts off. Here are the Cards. It's laid in on Bunnell, the goaltender. He fought that one off and turned it in the left wing corner. And it comes back to the point. Retreating is Jackson Hoym to help out the D. And he'll lob this one in the left wing corner. It's going to come all the way around and up and out. And Chi High retreats to start things out again. It is Jackson Hoyne, throws it in the left wing corner, then sets up in front of the net. And the Cards struggling to really get a whole lot of rubber. Bunnell so far have had a couple of chances on him. Shots two apiece for the teams, but the quality of shots better so far for D.C. Everest. Here is Gus Thorpe, weaves his way back, looking over his shoulder. And the Cards on the break get it out. That's Ethan Foyles, works it ahead, and a shot on net, and Chi High scores! The Cards get a goal from their captain right here, and they lead it 1-0. Finally, the Cards break the ice. Jackson Hoym with the goal. And Mason Johnson will get the assist, and the Cards score first here tonight.
Wow, just, you know, when you really need a big goal to get this team going, that kid always shows up. Jackson Hoym, unbelievable shot.
Time of that goal was 5:44 of the first. Jackson Hoym picks up his 50th point of the year, his 25th goal of the season. Mason Johnson, it's assist number 26, 47 points for him. And we're going to have a couple of guys for sure go over the 50-point mark. And their line mate, Drew Bovey, not that far behind at 37 points.
That's just mind-blowing.
They came in at 142 points for that first line.
Wow.
Unbelievable. A lot of scoring punch on that first line. The Cards can go three deep. Here we go. Back to action after the drop. Cards up 1-0. And here's that first line again. Carter Bobey on the second line. Bobey with a wrist shot. Vanell swallows that one up, and it's going to be a face-off in the DC Everest zone.
It's a pretty slick move there from Bobey.
Yeah, Carter Bobey. He's got 18 points coming in here tonight.
He's had a good season.
Well, as that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack, call White City Glass, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. The puck slides back in the Chi-High D zone, pitched down the wall right there. Chi-High looking for the break. Skating back was Jackson LeMay, who took a couple of games off with an injury. He's back in action now. Matt Frenette not playing tonight. Little Netter with a groin injury. Here comes Chi-High. Jackson LeMay scores! Found the five hole! Walked it in on Pennell. And it's 2-0 Chi-High.
Oh, LeMay, what a snipe. From the same exact spot as Hoyne, too. Nice goal by LeMay.
And the assist is going to go to Evan Foyles here in the first. And Chi-High's up by a pair, 2-0.
My headset almost came off celebrating.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with celebrating here. 6:38. Time of the goal here in the first. And for LeMay, that is his sixth of the season, his eighth point of the campaign.
I'll tell you, he really came on well at the end of the season. He's definitely one of my favorite players on the Cardinals.
You bet. 10-11 left to go here in the period. Chi-High leading 2-0 in the first, and here come the Cards. Nice breakout pass for Hoyne. Jackson moves in, tries to muscle his way to the right post. The defenseman carried him right back of the netminder, and then a net popped off its moorings, and so we'll have a delay right here. Shots 4-2, and Chi-High scored on two of them on half their shots here tonight. And after that very slow start, they look like they're cooking now, huh?
Yeah, definitely. They have woken up.
Yep, Chi-High trying to keep the puck pinned inside the DC Everest zone right here after the draw, and it's going to be feathered into the right wing corner. Now it comes around on the half wall on the far side. Stepping up is Swobes, and he's going to trade places right here with Mason Johnson. Rotating back is Drew Bobey. Feeds one over to Johnson, right side of the cage. And Jackson Hoyne charging in as well. Hoyne was right in front of the goaltender's helmet there. And it comes back on the far side for Gus Thorpe. Dangles a bit, then drops one in the left wing corner. On the charge is Jackson Hoyne. And now it pops right back to Gus Thorpe. Thorpe moves in, top of the circle, try to wrist shot. That was deflected, and it's going to come around to the near side for Swobes. Swoboda drops this one left wing corner, and the Cards in the midst of a change as Jackson Hoyne goes to sit for a few minutes here. This one is dropped all the way down. It's going to come off. Well, I thought Thorpe touched it. Apparently he didn't, so there's an icing call on D.C. Everest. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Everest breaks out 1-on-4 right here with the Evergreens' Brett Schultz, and then he was dropped on the check as he came in, just surrounded by Cards, and Chi-High reverses directions right here. Gus Thorpe not afraid to jump in the play. A wrist shot went just a bit wide, and they tried to go back to the point. That got beyond Brett Carlson, and the Cards have to retreat to pick it up. Now they cough it up, and the Evergreens with a shot. Schultz with a wrister that flew over the crossbar over Mick Marlowe. And Gus Thorpe says, I'm just going to take this myself. Thorpe through the center circle. Now look to drop, and he's going to take it himself. He feathered a shot toward the net. And Bunnell got a piece of that, steered it in the left wing corner. Evergreens into the Chi-High zone here. This is Cole Van Slyke, the coach's son. Got into the left wing elbow and then got surrounded And Chi High's got some room to maneuver right here. It's off the yellow stripe, up and out to neutral ice. Stopped there by D.C. Everest. A shot right on. Long distance gun right there. It went into the mitt of Mick Marlowe. And Evan Foyles crosses the blue line. Foyles out in front of the goaltender. Turn and fire one. And Pete Bunnell. Now, I'll tell you what, number nine is really playing well right now.
I actually think LeMay is the one that pounded that one home, and it was.
Oh.
Yep, LeMay was.
Okay, yep. LeMay from nine, from Evan Foyles.
Well, oh. Foyles, that was all Foyles, though. I mean, he made a phenomenal play on that defenseman, and LeMay just had to tap it in. What a play.
9:32, the time here. In the first period. And Chi High up 3-0. Jackson LeMay. His second goal of the night. That's his seventh of the season. And the assist going to Evan Foyles, who really didn't really change my opinion. He still is playing great.
Oh, he's played unbelievable.
He had a game winner at Memorial in a regular season finale. In that overtime period, and he is really coming of age. Chi High trying to force it right in off the draw in the right circle. And D.C. Everest able to pry that one off the wall and come out of the zone. Here is Aiden Hopped. Forward on this line. Hopped got to the blue line, then lost the rock, and Chi High will bring it into the zone. Here is Evan Foyles. Just talking about him. Foyles raced into the right wing corner. Now works it up to the point. Sam Hebert with a shot through traffic. Skipped off a skate into the right wing corner in the attacking zone. North side of the building. And this one is going to be pulled out. And it's D.C. Everest into the zone. Centering pass. Nice back check right there by Foyles. And cut off and what would have been a great centering pass for D.C. Everest. Here is Jackson Hoyne. Took a long feed right at the blue line, waiting for that one. Then turned the afterburners on and went in for Bunnell. But got a little deep on the goaltender. Had no room to go to the forehand, try to backhander. And that one was knocked down and kept in by the goaltender in the zone. So we'll have the faceoff in the D.C. Everest zone. Chi High throws this one rink wide. Hoyne trying to chase it down. It's going to be loose at the hash marks. Left wing circle. And now D.C. Everest walks it across their own blue line. It's jammed on the wall. Chi High goes D to D right here. And Gus Thorpe backpedaling. Will hand off to Drew Bovee. Bovee drifts off to his left. Opens some ice up. Throws it ahead for Gus Thorpe. And he'll toss it in the left wing corner. And Bunnell comes out for D.C. Everest. Down to 5:45 left to go. First period. Shots are 8-3 in favor of Chi High. And they lead this one 3-0. By the way, our officials tonight, Kevin Fry and Derek Robarge, our referees, and Eric Mickelson's the linesman here tonight. Here is Mason Johnson. Oh, Johnson found a little narrow window in the left wing wheel and beat the goaltender Bunnell over his shoulder, and it's 4-0.
Well, 7 from 8. How many times do we hear this?
Yeah. Going to hear it a lot tonight, and I think through the playoffs here as well. Well, I was looking for a statement game here tonight. I think we're going in that direction, aren't we?
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what. After that slow start, we have been just absolutely dominating the Evergreens.
Mason Johnson, his second point. He's got a point and an assist. This time it's reversed from that first point, that first goal. It's Johnson from Hoyne this time at 11:32. And Chi High still all over the puck here. And Brett Carlson got to the high slot, tried to turn one in on the goaltender. That was kicked around, and it's going to be cleared all the way down by D.C. Everest. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations in Eau Claire, downtown Chippewa, open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. 3D Fitness. Bunnell goes down to stop that one. just before it crossed the line. Well, he's got to feel like he's under siege, this sophomore goaltender for DC Everest.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he's a pretty solid goaltender fundamentally, but he's facing a pretty tall pass tonight.
There's a faceoff. Cards in the attacking zone, and now DC Everest is going to carry it back out. Out to the center circle. Punched around a little bit between the teams, and Chi-High finally gets set up, and this one ahead for Ethan Foyles. Foyles ricochets that one in the right wing corner, but it tripped up but out of play here with 4:35 left to go in this first period. Cards up 4-0. Start of the scoring at 5:44 of the period. Just had one at 11:32 of the first, and they lead the shots 11-3. And it's hard to believe we had about 2 minutes of snoozer to begin the game here.
Yeah, and that was just weird. I don't really understand it, to be honest.
Maybe the whole game started early or something. I don't know. But whatever it was, Chi-High heard the alarm, and they're ready to play here tonight. Cards, number one team of the state, number one team in the section, and you know everybody is gunning for Chi-High this year. It's out to center ice, tipped into the zone, but in back of the center stripe off the stick of Carter Bovey. That is going to be an icing on Chi-High. Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support Chi-High hockey. Don't forget we have that Toppers special for you when you mention WOGO Chi-High hockey. It's 20% off your order. So get some Toppers, Topper sticks, wonderful pizza. Got the sides, the desserts, all 20% off tonight. When you mention WOGO and Chi-High Hockey, Toppers locally owned, 3:54 left to go. Cards with a shot right there. That one came off Carter Bovey's stick. Had plenty of time to look it over, and it was knocked down off the blocker of Bunnell. And this is going to be iced by DC Everest. Good crowd on hand here tonight.
Yeah, packed house.
Chi-High is going to face the winner of Superior and Memorial. They're playing tonight at Hobbs. The winner of that one's going to make the trip here to Chippewa on Tuesday.
Yeah, I bet we'll have to get a score check at the break.
Yep, let's do that. Here's DC Everest. Brett Schultz, the junior forward, carried it up to the blue line. There's a shot right on from Adam Aiden Haupt. And not a busy night for Vic Marlowe, but he had to be ready for that one. Chi-High now into the zone. They tossed it center ice, but a little errant pass there, and Cards have to retreat and hit the reset button here. This one's going to go in back of the goaltender. Sophomore Brunell, 6 foot, 150 pounds, goes out, stops that for his D, and they clear to neutral. And here is DC Everest, tapped ahead to Aiden Haupt. Got across the blue stripe. Cards surround him. Chi-High had their players out. DC Everest in the midst of a line change. And here comes Gus Thorpe, the big, tall sophomore defenseman. Wheels and deals, now backpedals to the blue line. Lays this one on the half wall for Jackson Hoym. He struggled a little bit with it. It's on the yellow ribbon around the corner now on the left wing side. Get there. For Chi-High in the attacking zone. DC Everest, Cards in the midst of a change. Andy Johnson getting out there right now, and Everest able to drop this one down the ice, and Swobes has to put the afterburners on here. 2:19 left to go. Cards go rink wide. This is Carlson, steps across the blue stripe, tried to hit Andy Johnson flying to the hole, but a DC Everest player stepped right in the middle of that pass, and this one's going to dribble back out. And Gus Thorpe thought about backing off a little bit, but stepped up and found the rock right there, and Chi-High on the breakout right here. They'll bring it across the blue line, and it is Krista who's going to drag it into the left wing corner, and Andy Johnson's got it right here. Back to Krista. He's going to step up a few feet, top of the circle. There's a shot on net, fought off by Pinnell, and then he's going to leap on it and hang on here with a minute 39 left to go in the first period. And the Cards all over DC Everest here tonight, 4-0.
Man, it'd be nice to put one more home before the end of the period. Just kind
you
of.
You are greedy, aren't you?
Yeah. I want to win.
That's okay.
Want to win?
Nothing wrong with being greedy. This is playoffs. You got to be greedy. Evergreens have it. Here they go. Through neutral ice, they lay it on net. A couple of hoppers Nick Marlowe stick that one into the corner for his teammate. The Cards on the breakout right here. It's been a clean game. No penalties so far for either team. But the Cards, four unanswered goals so far. It comes back to Swobe. Sweeps this one off to his left, but not up and out. And then D.C. Everest gunned one in, and he gloved that one down and is going to carry it from right to left. This one goes back out to neutral ice. Where is it? Swoboda would have found it kind of up in his breezers there to shake it out. Chi High across the line. Here comes Evan Foyles. Foyles screaming down the slot. And it poke checked off his stick into the right wing corner with 45 seconds left to go in the period. On the half wall. In the Evergreen's defensive zone, and they are able to carry it out. That's Ethan Whittenwar, who crossed into attacking territory there with 30 seconds left to go. But had the puck picked off, and it comes back to the point. Here's a one-timer from Fogelberg of D.C. Everest, but a clean look right there for Mick Marlowe, and he'll just pounce on that, hang on to it with 23 ticks of the clock left here.
Yeah, if Mick gets a clean look, he'll make that save every time.
Absolutely. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High Hockey. 17 seconds left to go here in the first. Cards up 4-0. Shots 13-6 in favor of Chi High. And this one banked off the wall. Up and it's Jackson Hoy chasing it down left wing corner. He's going to drop it back for Mason Johnson. Here's a centering pass for Drew Bowie. Heading between the circles. And that was close.
They were Cards saved by the Bells.
Yeah, Cards had a chance. They were really in attack mode there. But time ran out in the period. So, 4-0 lead. Chi High in the shot department. 13-6 over the Evergreens. And, yeah, they proved why they're the number one team in the state here tonight.
Yeah, man, once they found their game there, they really turned it on. And it was just all Chi High. Really fun period to watch. We're moving the puck super well. We've had a lot more scoring opportunities than the score even shows. The Evergreens have a really good goalie and I'm excited about the rest of the game.
Yeah, you bet. They've got a comfortable lead, but hopefully they won't sit on this one for sure as Chi High needs to keep pushing through these three periods. Let's get to running time and move on to the next opponent here.
Yep, this is the playoffs. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah.
You play every shift as if it's your last, and if you win 20-0, you win 20-0.
Absolutely.
By the way, we were talking about the old Abes here.
Yep.
1-0 old Abes over Superior at the end of the first.
Okay. I think that's going to be a pretty tight game.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be should be a pretty close game. Superior's a strong opponent. So.
Yeah, they are. Well, we continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who've committed their time and effort to ensure that we maintain education-based athletics. Because without officials, there are no games. So please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. So get licensed as a contest official by accessing the officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at WIAAWI.org. To get started, this message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Cards up 4-0 over D.C. Everest in this regional final here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. And we will continue after one period. It's Chi High 4, D.C. Everest 0. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror.
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärzgalä.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Chi High Hockey tonight here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. The Cards and the DC Everest Evergreens out of the Valley Conference. They finished third from the bottom in that Valley Conference. And tonight, they had a real nice start to the game, but then Chai turned it on and leads this one 4-0 after one period here this evening. Shots again 13-6 in favor of the Cards, and we'll play the winner of Memorial and Superior on Tuesday night here. And Memorial leads that one by a 1-0 count after one. And along the way, Coop, we're going to have to beat a team that we've already beaten twice, which is a pretty tough thing in hockey to beat a team three times in a season.
Yeah, it's really tough. There's no way around it. That third time seems to be just about every team's kryptonite. Maybe, you know, they call it third time's a charm or something like that. But that's basically, I feel like, a mental barrier, you know. This Cardinal team, with the way that they forecheck, if they play their game, they'll beat whoever they need to.
Yep.
I mean, it's just one of those deals where they are just a relentless forechecking team, and that's why it was one of my keys to the game, and it's going to be, because when they can't get across their own red line, they can't score. It's really that simple. So, you know, Mick Marlowe is going to have an easy night tonight because our forecheck has been relentless.
And he's only had six shots so far here tonight. So the Cards, if they do face Memorial, will have to defeat them three times this season. But, you know, it's just taking one game at a time, and Superior still could come back in that game. Superior's the number 5 seed, Memorial number 4. Hudson, 3rd seed, hosting Wausau West. I think that should be a pretty good game there in Hudson tonight. And it is Wisconsin Rapids. They could be the giant killer. Wouldn't that be something if they knocked off Stevens Point tonight over at Point? Rapids number 7 seed, Point number 2.
Yeah, I mean, stranger things have happened, right? I mean, I remember I played on a Chi High team that got beat by Hayward first round. Yep. We were heavily favored in that game. We lost. We just didn't lose. We got killed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, stranger things have happened, especially in the playoffs. It just seems like it's such an unpredictable game. And luckily, Chi High is looking like they're reading the script tonight. So,
all right. Let's keep reading from that script. Chi High up 4-0. We'll take one final break and get you ready for the second period here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Chi High 4, DC Everest 0. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Attention high school students and parents. Are you planning for your future after high school? Join us at CVTC's Spring Open House on Tuesday, March 26th to learn why CVTC is the smart start to your future. Meet instructors, participate in hands-on simulations and virtual reality activities, and apply for free at the event. Learn why students just like you are choosing CVTC. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/spring.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Make tonight a Topper's night. Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of that 100% real Wisconsin mozzarella. During the playoffs, mention Chi High Hockey at your locally owned Topper's in Chippewa and you'll get 20% off your order. 20% off hot and delicious pizza, wings, topper sticks, and cheese curds. 20% off mac and cheese, lava cake, frozen custard, and cinnamon sticks. Mention Chi High or use coupon code HOCKEY at checkout when ordering online for 20% off your order at Topper's Pizza next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
WOGO Radio, it's coverage of the Cards, the season number one team in the state, and they are all over D.C. Everest here tonight by 4-0 count. Chi High in the latest poll, number one, followed by Spash. They are playing Wisconsin Rapids at home tonight. Eau Claire Memorial at home also against Superior. They are number three. And then Bayport, Madison, Edgewood, and Hudson. So you got three BRC teams and four out of the section in the top six state in the state in D1.
Yeah, talk about the gauntlet, right?
And then you look at D2, Coop, and you got three teams from the BRC right there. The Richmond's number one. You got Menominee and River Falls 5 and 6 in D2.
Yeah, New Richmond, I mean, that's a team that could compete in D1. They're a phenomenal hockey team. Yeah. I think they're actually one of the better radio, like the radio games we've had this year. Yep. They're one of the better teams that we've got to cover. So, look for them to make a run at the title in D2.
And, yeah, they won it last year.
Yeah, I think that
could
they could
do it
go
again.
Back
they did lose a bunch of players. They're starting goaltender, the the player of the year in the BRC, and a couple of outstanding defensemen, but, you know, they just keep coming.
Yeah, they're just one of those teams that doesn't have any quit. They remind me a little bit of the Cardinals in that sense. Like, they're just always around, are always around the puck, and good hockey team.
Hey, we got CFM hockey tomorrow night. They will host Eau Claire, the Eau Claire Stars, and we'll have that for you. Playoff hockey for the ladies tomorrow night, 6:40. Michaela Hogan will join me tomorrow night for that one. And they begin their run to state tomorrow. What do you got, the terrible towel there or what?
Yeah, Mike Thompson just handed me this. It says, press to Selly. I'm going to press this a bunch of times.
I love it. Yeah, there's MT right there bringing up the towels. Cool stuff. So the Cards and Evergreens tonight. Goaltenders switching spots here. Sophomore Griffin Bunnell will rough up the paint on the south side of the building. And Mick Marlowe, who's had a quiet night here with six shots on goal, will scuff the paint on the north side. And Derek Robards ready to drop the puck here for period number two. Chi-High up 4-0. Goals from Johnson and Hoym, and Jackson LeMay had a pair in the first period. And the Cards up by a 4-0 count here. They've got the puck in the DC Everest zone. Right, attacking right off the...
Press the button.
Yeah, press the button's right. There's a feed from behind the cage from Mason Johnson, and found Drew Bobey right out in front. Man, that was a piece of cake right there.
That did not take them very long at all. Just pure dominance from the second they dropped the puck. Easy backdoor tap.
17 seconds into the second period. Chi-High leads this one 5-0. Making it look easy. And, they are trying to make a statement here, I think, tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's good. That's what you want to do as the number one team of the state. Here's Swobes. Sweeps it off to his left. Back in the Chi-High D zone. And the Cards have it. Here's the guy just scored, Drew Bobey. He'll never find an easier goal than that on a beautiful feed from number 7 behind the cage. And a shot on net. Oh, Bunnell didn't like that. As Bobey went into the goaltender looking for a rebound tap right there. Bunnell went out and chopped at him with his goaltender stick. Thank you. Mike Thompson gives me a towel. That's great. Won't cover a lot of my body here. I got a pretty big body, but that's cool. We'll carry that home for sure. Love it. 16-15 left here in the second. 5-0 the lead for Chi-High, and it's gunned right on net. Here's a rebound try. Oh, my goodness. Bunnell must feel under fire, under siege here, as the Cards are all over there in his grill. And a couple of quick shots on the goaltender. He fought those off, and it's still loose in behind the sophomore wearing the green sweater for DC Everest, and here they are. Everest on a breakout. Here is Whitmore. And takes a shot. That one tied up Marlowe a little bit. He got just a piece of his blocker on it. There's a pick, and Chi-High has got a chance on the breakaway. Here is Falls. Oh, he tried to go five hole. Did the shoulder shake and just missed it. Nice block right there by Bunnell as he followed him over from left to right. And the shimmy and shake didn't work that time on the breakaway chance for Evan Foyles. Cards, though, still having the rock inside the zone with 15:20 left to go here in the second period. Peeled off the wall, and here is Foyles with a chance off the backhand. That was thumped into the left wing corner by the Everest goaltender. Puck laid along the blue line. Cards keep it in. And here is Carter Bobey. Bobey turns, rips a shot. Kind of a blind no-looker there. And the Cards had a little redirect in front, but it just went wide. Everest on the breakout. Cards come up with a loose change. And then DC Everest able to pound that one down the rink with 14:43 left to go. Everest in the midst of a line change. They get back to their first line. And Everest brings it in offsides right here with 14:34 left to go in this second period. Chi High with four in the first, one more here in the second. Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles and Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants and children and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles and Motion office at simforkids.com. It's S-I-M, the number four, kids.com. Smiles in Motion. Cards are in motion right here. 14-16 left to go. Second period. It's on the wall on the near side. Chi High across the blue line, and they've got it. Here's a pass from Carlson, trying to look for Andy Johnson, right wing corner. And now it's going to come back to Swoboda. Steps up, top of the circle, right side. That one deflected a little bit, but it's fouled by Andrew Johnson. And this one still inside the zone with 13:52 left to go. And D.C. Everest thumps that one off the wall, but can't clear. Nice keep right there by 22. That's Swoboda. Shots 18-7 in favor of D.C. Everest. Cards just all over the rock inside the zone. Good forecheck here tonight by Chi High. 13:31 left to go. Bedell leaves it for his D. That one hard around right there, but kept inside the attacking zone by Gus Thorpe. Over to Swoboda, back to Thorpe. And he'll retreat right along the blue line, looking for some open ice. Now goes rink wide on the near side, but the whistle stops play as the net was backed into by Bunnell. Moments before number eight found the back of the cage. I mean, he was looked like for sure he was going to do the sniper thing right there.
Yeah, that net, weird coincidence that net came off that time, but yeah, rang the pipe, and oh, we would have had a great chance there, but that's all right.
13-12 left here in the second. One-timer on net. And Bunnell now comes out.
Give him a penalty
for
that.
He and Drew Bovee are really going at it. That's the second time he's kind of gone out and attacked Bovee. I don't know if they're saying some things down there, if Drew is messing with his mind or what, but Bunnell came out and kind of pushed at him before he chopped his stick at him. And Bovee just skates away. First line out there for Chi High. 13:08 left to go. Second period. Cards with a goal here in the second stanza. Now the fans getting on Bunnell a little bit too.
Yeah, I wonder. I think Coach Parker's getting an explanation as to why they didn't call a roughing penalty on Bunnell there. Because, I mean, he came directly out at Drew Bovee. The play was well over. Kind of escalated that situation, so I would be
both coaches getting an explanation right there.
Right.
13:08 left.
No penalties.
Here's the drop. No penalties at all tonight. And a shot on net. And that one, we've talked about Bunnell fighting it off. That one he really fought off. Got onto his mitt, and then he turned it onto the stick and finally got it away from him. But the Cards, relentless attack. Here they come again. It's in the left wing corner. Spinning away from the pressure is Mason Johnson. Johnson, he could dangle in a phone booth. And he still has the puck, and now hands off to Drew Bovee. Here is number three. Moves in, tripped up, and we got our first penalty of the night. And there's still,
and
still some
jawboning
down there with the goaltender.
Give him a penalty. Make it. You see, this is the thing. They should give Bunnell a penalty and make one of his players sit for that. He just slashed him for the third time in a row. But instead, they're just going to give him a slap on the wrist and a talking to.
Well, I thought we had a penalty because Bovee was dragged down, but no call, apparently. Thought we were going to have our first penalty of the night when they stop play here. So we'll see the face-off of the right-wing circle. Chi High in the D.C. Everest D-zone. And here is Carter Bovee turned. His shot knocked down. Comes back to the point. And that was Sam Hebert who stepped up and lugged one over the net. And this one's going to be still inside the zone. Backpedaling is Foyles. And Evan threw this one over the window and out of play here. 12:18 left to go in the second. Cards in control, 5-0. Four first period goals. A fifth added by Drew Bovee here in the second period. 12:18 left to go in period number two. Winner moves on to Tuesday night's sectional semifinal. It's on the half boards and gunned all the way down. Sam Hebert races to get it in the Chi-High zone. And hands off to Jackson LeMay. He is surrounded by players wearing green. But the Cards able to dump the puck a little deeper in the zone. And here they come on the break right now. Carter Bovee lost the rock as he came out. Evergreens have it in transition. They move in. There's a shot on net. And Marlowe got his glove on that one. Turned it into the right wing corner with 11:41 left to go in the second period. Chi-High with the pick and the breakout chance right there. Jackson LeMay didn't get a great pass, and but got some puck support from behind him from Sam Hebert, and it's drilled off the wall and back out to neutral ice. Cards putting some pressure on D.C. Everest out at center ice here, but Everest brings it in, and they've got it, and it is Ethan Whitmore, and we got a delayed call right here in the Chi-High D zone. We got an interference call coming up here, and so we'll have our first penalty of the night right here in the second. It's going to go on Chi-High. It's going to be on Jackson LeMay. They're going to call a rough. It looked like the interference was a call, but it's a rough call on LeMay. And so we have our first power play of the evening here with 11:11 left to go in the second. D.C. Everest comes in here on the power play. Kind of an anemic 11.7% on the power play. Chi-High in the kill at 86.8%. So that's been improved over the last part of the season. And here we go. Chi-High with Mason Johnson out there. Jackson Hoym. These guys have no problem playing shorty here. They've scored a lot of short-handed goals. Gus Thorpe as well as Swobes. You got veteran defenseman Swoboda, the all-stater Gus Thorpe out there. And this one is lobbed all the way down in the D.C. zone by Thorpe. Minute 23 left to go on the Everest power play. There's the intercept for a moment by Hoyne, but he couldn't control it. On the back check, though, is Mason Johnson feeds Hoyne, who was hanging out at the blue line. Oh, my gosh, what a goal by number 8. That guy is magic. It was smoked against Bunnell, and it is 6-0 on the shorty.
Oh, what a pass. What a pass from Mason Johnson. What a finish by Bovee.
And just... Pinnell's going to get pulled right here.
Yep. Running time. I think Pinnell just got a little bit too frustrated and emotional there. I'm sure his coach just figured maybe it's time for a change.
6:38 time of the goal. And number 8 has got his second of the night. And third point of the evening for Mason Johnson. Hoym with 2 goals and an assist tonight. He went over the 50-point mark here tonight. Mason Johnson is within a point of 50 points. And this is perhaps the best pure line, offensive line, in the state here tonight. We'll get to watch him this year. And I don't pay any admission to get here.
Neither do I.
That's great. It's just so fun to watch these. They're really magic. Here they come. It's that first line. Drop pass right there. At least Drew Bobby from the first line. Evan Foyles, and the net was wide open. The goaltender followed Foyles. By the way, the backup, Gavin Smith, is in there. And he got dragged over, and the puck was just laying there for Drew Bobby. I think Drew wants to hit that 50-point mark too, doesn't he?
He probably does. You know, they probably got a little competition going amongst those three of them, but just another phenomenal play by Evan Foyles setting up a goal for Drew Bovee.
7:25.
Shorthanded.
Of the second period of shorty, you bet.
Two of them.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. 2 shorties here in a row. Unbelievable. Chi-High. They can score from just about any place, and they lead it 7-0. We're in running time here with 9:25 left to go in this second period on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and this one's intercepted out at neutral ice by Krista and dumped into the left wing corner. Now we're back to 5-on-5 hockey, and this is going to be iced all the way down by D.C. Everest. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation and trauma, carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMaster, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. 8:45 left to go. Second period. Cards win the draw. They pull it back. Shot on Smith right there. And his blocker turned that one in the left wing corner. Here is Jackson Hoym pinned up against the dasher on the far side. Now the puck comes loose. Hoym backpedals, picks it up, goes to Gustthorpe. Struggled a little bit to get the handle on that. Gets a return pass from Hoym. Thorpe moves in over to Swoboda. One-timer. Kicked off a skate out in front of Smith. And D.C. Everest has got it at neutral. Here they come. Schultz is into the zone, but surrounded by the Cards when he came in. And the intercept by Swoboda. Looks down the ice. Long stretch pass right there for Drew Bovey. The drop for Jackson Hoym and a one-timer. And that was eaten up by Gavin Smith. And he'll hang out with 7:47 and counting left here in the second.
Just an unbelievable forecheck. This is what you want to see in a playoff game. Just keep hammering and hammering and hammering. I love the way they're playing tonight.
Yep. 7-0 our score. Chi-I will advance to Tuesday's game. We'll have it for you here on WOGO against either Eau Claire Memorial or Superior. Here's a one-time shot. And Abe's 2-1. Abe's over, is that right? Abe's over Superior. And Hudson is 0-0 at the end of one in their game against Wausau West. Okay, thanks for the update, Steve. Appreciate that. 7:05 left to go. This one dumped into the right wing corner by the Cards in the attacking zone. Shots 28-7 in favor of Chi-Hi. And it's going to pop on the half wall. And here comes D.C. Everest out at neutral ice. They have not been in the Chi-Hi zone a whole lot here tonight. Only 7 shots on Nick Marlowe. He's had a very, very quiet night. Here comes Carlson. Brett drags it in back of the defense. And then his wrist shot is knocked down and covered up by the goaltender, Gavin Smith, who came on out of the bullpen in relief of Griffin Bunnell here in the second when the Cards went to running time. Our coverage tonight of Chi-Hi Hockey brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team at Eau Claire or Lake Halley anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Here is Evan Foyles looking to make it 8-0. His shot blocked in front of Smith, and it's going to drift in back of the senior goaltender. He's 5'11", 180 pounds. And let's see, what do we have for Smith? He's a 3-2 record. Comes in with a 2.42 goals against, 9.19 save percentage. And the puck loose back in the Chi-Hi zone. Sam Hebert has it. Goes cross ice, and here is Drew Bovey. Bovey into the zone, top of the circle, and make it 8-0. Drew, what a night for number 3 here. It's 8-0 Chi-Hi.
3 from 4.
Brett Krista is going to get a point here.
There
tonight.
We go.
Good for Brett.
Yeah, that's a well-deserved point. He's not a guy that ends up on
he's
the score sheet a lot. But, yeah, he does the things he needs to. He leads the team in block shots, and I'm happy to see him get on the score sheet here in a playoff game.
The 11:29 of the second period. And number 3 has got 2 goals in a row. He's got the hat trick tonight. And he is piling up the points here. Adding to the score sheet, which has got a lot of ink on it tonight. 8-0. Here is Chi-Hi, number 3, back at it. Here is Drew trying to drag it in. Waited, and then lost the rock. And it's going to come back to Swoboda at the point with 5 minutes exactly left to go. This one's going to go in. The shot from Swoboda might have gotten redirected by Hoym down there.
Yep. Hoym from Swoboda.
And the Cards are piling on now. 9-0 Chi-Hi. And Mason Johnson will get a point two tonight off that one. So 12:02 time of that one. So that was 31 seconds after the previous goal here. And the Cards playing hockey at an elite level right now, lead it 9-0. And D.C. Everest has not played a team like this year. They played Stevens Point, lost to those guys twice. But Chi High really drilling D.C. Everest here tonight. And the Cards have it in the right wing corner. That was Sam Hebert who was dragged down. D.C. Everest has got it. They beat the Cards on the line change. And a shot. Marlowe went up to stop the shot that time. He said, I'm going to do this myself, as the Cards struggle to get back on D.C. Everest. Making the change here. Andrew Johnson a little delayed getting back there. He was at the end of his shift. Marlowe came out on the right post, just cut the angle down and made the save.
Yeah, Sam Thorpe got stuck down low, tied up with another player, and Mick Marlowe coming up with a huge save.
Cards go D to D, back in their own zone. Open ice here underneath our booth, and they bring it up on the near wall, and it's into the zone with 3:43 in running time since early in the second period. 9-0 in favor of Chi High. And the Cards want more. Here is Carter Bovey. Shovels that one back toward the point. It's going to be taken by Evan Foyles. He cut in between, and Foyles has got it right now. Bottom of the circle. He's going to skate from right to left. Now moves in on the left side and hands off back to the point. Now they go rink wide to Swoboda. Here is Foyles with a one-timer and loaded one up. And this one is cleared all the way through the center circle by D.C. Everest with 3:05 left to go in the second. It is Gus Thorpe trying to go coast to coast. Thorpe tripped up. We're going to have a call right here on D.C. Everest, and the Cards will have a power play. Their first of the night right here as Gus Thorpe was tripped up.
Well, special teams are a huge part of the playoffs, and it's nice that we're going to get an opportunity on the power play here.
Cards on the power play, 26.4. Like to be up around 30 or a little bit above, but that has improved. And D.C. Everest on the kill at 82.5. By the way, the Cards have outscored teams 44-5 in the second period this year. And they've added to that with five more in this game. So it's 50-5. They've outscored teams so far in the second. Make it 51-5. The Cards score a power play goal. It is 10-0.
Mason Johnson with a pipe it in. They're just unstoppable goodness. At times. Most of the time, really.
7-3-18. So Johnson from Drew Bovey and Gus Thorpe here in the second. 14-16 of the second. And I'm starting to run out of room here on my little score sheet. Going to need a legal pad here. Here comes D.C. Everest. It is Thompson into the left wing corner, then rubbed on the wall, fell down. D.C. Everest able to dump it in the left wing corner, but they're really struggling to get any kind of organized set piece play here. And it is Gus Thorpe dragging the puck back, wheeling and dealing, and this one is an icing call on Chi High. That's okay. We got running time here with 2:09 left to go in the second period. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in or find out more. Apply online at wirzgala.com. 1:51 left to go here in the second as time continues to roll down. Shots 34-8 in favor of the Cards. One-timer at the point by Fogelberg of the Evergreens. That was blocked in front. And here's a pick, and it's Evan Foyles with a breakaway chance. Oh, Foyles was stopped, but a penalty coming up here.
Oh, penalty shot.
Oh, penalty shot. Foyles had a breakaway chance. D.C. Everest caught up to him, and it kind of tripped him up a little bit. And there is a penalty shot, so we don't see that very often.
Almost
we're
never.
Get to call a penalty shot as Evan Foyles going to get a chance to go one-on-one with a goaltender.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've seen this in a couple of years.
So it's the backup, Gavin Smith. Minute 28 left to go here in the second period. And Evan Foyles who's had a tremendous second half of the season. He's got 17 goals, looking to make it 18 with this one. And number nine twists that stick around the redhead. Here he comes. Evan Foyles drags it off to his left, into the zone now. Top of the circle on the near side. Foyles shakes and bakes, and nice save by Gavin Smith to keep the Cards at 10 goals here on that penalty shot. So, Coop, what do you think? Analyze the penalty shot.
It's Evan Foyles kind of shake and bake, and they just came up with a good save. He followed him well, tracked the puck well. And
What would you have done differently?
Me? I'd have just shot the puck. So I didn't embarrass
myself. You think
you
went in a little too deep?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe slowed down a little too much, maybe? I don't know.
Evan Foyles, he's really good.
Easy to analyze. 1:18 left to go. I'm sure he wants that one back, but the Cards in control at 10-0 here as it's ripped around the corner. It comes all the way around from left to right inside the Chi High D zone. Everest pumps that one in, but Chi High able to clear, and here they come. Long stretch pass. Austin Frenette playing for his brother, Matt, who's out with an injury. And Austin putting the body into a D.C. Everest player as he took a feed from back in the Chi High zone. This one's going to come out to neutral ice. D.C. Everest tried to shuffle it off to the right, and the Cards were there as it floats into the Chi High zone with 43 seconds left to go in this second period. Also, Carter Johnson out there for Chi High. So Scott Parker putting some players out there that don't normally get shifts, especially this time of the year. Johnson bodied a little bit as he tried to bring it up. And this one floats back in the Chi High zone. Marlowe, by the way, made a good save on that one as the puck was coughed up in the zone. And here is Dylan Bace. And he'll throw this one in. So a shift for Johnson and Bace and Austin Frenette out there here in the second period as the puck went out of play, but time ticking off in running time here, and that will just about do it for the second period. So the Cards with four in the first and six more here in the second, and we'll have a half a minute of a power play.
So actually, I don't
third
think,
period.
I think it'll be even strength because that was a penalty shot.
Okay,
so that would negate the. But okay. They put it up on the
board.
Show that he had a penalty. So, penalty shot. That's cool to see. I wish he would have scored on it.
Yeah,
it
would have been fun.
But it was just one of those deals. I mean, Evan Foyles is how many breakaway goals has he scored this year? So I think he just got beat by the goalie on that one, which happened. So
yeah, a little moment of excitement in a game that's starting to be a little, little bit of a yawner here.
Yeah, definitely.
Want to keep the excitement going, but this one without question is going to go to Chi High. Shots are 37-8 here tonight. And the score 10-0 in favor of the Cards.
Yeah, but that's what you want to see in a playoff game. Like, you want to see that intensity. You don't want to see them give up. I mean, I saw that I could hear Mason Johnson through the mic that you have at the bench, and I could hear him say, "Don't stop." I could hear Mason Johnson so clearly, and I'm like, "Yes, Mason, you're the captain of this team. You do that. You tell them that."
Right.
You know?
Yep.
Now, with that being said, we got it, right. We did our job. I'm really not expecting to see our first line hardly at all this period. They're probably gonna, really ride Hebert and Krista a lot. I'm not expecting to see that first pair of D very much. Just phenomenal effort by the Cards so far.
Yeah, it sure is. So, we expected a win. I'm not sure if we thought it would be this dominating, but the Cards. After a couple of minutes of kind of sleepwalking through the first few minutes of the game, just poured it on and haven't stopped since.
Yeah, we're moving the puck like a college hockey team right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just unbelievable how well we are passing the puck at the moment. So that's a good thing. We need that next Tuesday.
Yeah, for sure. Well, being a teenager is tough, but there is something that can help with their mental health. Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And, of course, there's the biggest benefit of all. High school sports are fun. Not just fun, they're a lot of fun. Encourage teenagers to participate in high school sports. They'll stress less and smile more. They'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Greg and Coop here. Super Sam Aberle, our producer here tonight. And tomorrow night, we've got girls hockey for you. It's CFM, their first jump into the playoffs. They will host the Eau Claire Stars tomorrow night. And we'll have it for you with the pregame show at 6:40. Michaela Hogan, the Hall of Famer for Chi High, will join me tomorrow night. And that should be a lot of fun. And then Coop and I will be back here on Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show against either Superior or Memorial. And last count, we had the Aves up on Superior down there at Hobbs.
Yeah, 2-1. You know, I guess you want to talk assumptions. You know, we kind of assumed we would win this game. I was assuming that Memorial would win that game. So I'm kind of in my head already. The wheels are turning.
Okay, yeah.
Memorial versus Chi High
exactly.
Next Tuesday. So
you're working on your Toys and Motors
keys to the game
already?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I got a couple.
Okay. And we'll have our Toppers top plays for you. Welcome to Toppers, one of our Chi High sports sponsors, hockey sponsors. And by the way, your locally owned Toppers Pizza is offering 20% off your entire order, 20% off pizza wings and, we should say wings and pizza and topper sticks and sides and desserts. If you mention WOGO and Chi High Hockey, use that promo hockey when ordering online. Just mention Chi High Hockey at Topper's Pizza. They're next to Mycon Cinemas and Chippewa Falls. 20% off. And please mention that you are a WOGO Chi High listener. That you follow the Cards on WOGO. Coop and Greg here. We'll take a break. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Let's use a football metaphor. In your home, you're the quarterback. Now, who would you want in your front line? Asphalt? No, the fearsome four of rain, hail, wind, and snow would blow right through an asphalt line. For real protection, you want
B-York's friend,
Metal Roofing. Because hit after hit, year after year,
B-York's friend,
Metal Roofing will keep you protected with a 50-year non-prorated and transferable warranty.
715-237-2678.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations. 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass glassandmirror.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Greg and Coop here tonight. Chi High Hockey, the Cards on WOGO and WOGO.com. And good to have Cards TV along tonight, too. And, of course, anytime that they're here, and they'll be with us Tuesday as well. And I believe tomorrow night for the girls' game. Just go over to WOGO.com under the sports schedule. At the bottom of that page at WOGO.com, you'll find a link to Cards TV. You can watch the action and follow it on our play-by-play coverage as well anytime. So good to have Scott Sinkick and his crew here tonight with Cards TV. And bringing it home for everybody. Well, Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports and Chi High hockey. Visit Stelter Incorporated. StelterInc.com. Top-ranked team here tonight, Chi High Hockey, and number one seed in the in D1 and in Section 1. And tell you what, they're looking like it here tonight.
Yeah, they are. They are playing to their full abilities tonight, and the Evergreens, unfortunately, are feeling the full wrath of that. Tough night for them, but this is exactly what you want to see from a team in the playoffs. And I can tell you what, the game on Tuesday is going to be a lot closer than this one.
Now we're down to four teams after this one. Superior and Memorial going at it at Hobbs tonight. And you got Hudson hosting Wausau West tonight. And Wisconsin Rapids visiting Stevens Point, the number two seed in the section here tonight. So we'll have four winners out of that. And we'll have quite a showdown in the sectional semis on Tuesday.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, I am. I wish it was like tomorrow, but that's a long weekend to think about it.
Got some momentum going into that one here.
Yeah, and they're expecting me to work on Monday and Tuesday, and I'm going to be thinking
it's
about
like
hockey.
It's the day after the Super Bowl or something.
Right.
Oh, boy. All right, should be a lot of fun, but I'll tell you what, Coop, it's going to get tougher every game.
Yep, absolutely.
We will not have a 10-0 win, I don't think, on Tuesday.
No, definitely not.
For sure.
Tuesday will be a close game no matter how you shake it, and the game after that will be as well. Probably every game here on out is going to be really, really close.
So
I hope we make it to the end and come out on top, but we got a long road ahead and a lot of tough opponents.
Absolutely. It's been a feeding frenzy here tonight, though, for Chi High, with four in the first, six more in the second. We've been in running time since about a third of the way through the second period, and we will continue with that into the third. We'll take one final break. Third period coming up, and Chi High all over DC Everest tonight, 10-0 after two. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team. Free.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for,
So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
Cards up 10-0 on DC Everest here after two. And Chi High, but a big night for Mason Johnson and Jackson Hoyne. When have they not had a big night this year? Hoyne went over the 50-point mark. I think Mason Johnson, if I did the math correctly, he should be at 50. Right now he came in at 46. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, no. He's at 51. He's got 5 points here tonight. So you got two guys going over 50 points here tonight. Drew Bobey's had a big night. He was on his way to 40, and he's got 40 at least, maybe 41 here
tonight.
That's
so awesome. You know, good for those guys. They deserve to have seasons that big with the way that they prepare for games and the way they dedicate themselves
they
to the game.
They are lethal, aren't they?
They really are. But you can tell that they're hockey players through and through, and I just love to watch them. So
142 points for that first line coming in here. Then you had a defensive player like Gus Thorpe out there. And Gus is fourth leading scorer on the team. And it's
That's Swobes, another player.
A veteran right defenseman out there, too. And
Swobes. I mean, I coached Swobes when he was a freshman on JV, and to see where he was then and now, I mean, he's an all-conference type defenseman now. It's awesome to
Absolutely.
See.
Absolutely. Yeah, that all-conference team is going to be officially announced next Monday. But Scott Parker and I were talking about it, and we got first team loaded up. He got word on who's on that first team, and a lot of Cardinals, first team BRC. Oh, a couple of cards ran into each other. It was Drew Bobey and Jackson Hoyt. Fortunately, they collided with each other out at neutral ice. Fortunately, both guys popped right back up again, but that was a dangerous play out there. A little mix-up on the crossing pattern out at neutral with 3 and 8. Here are the cards on the breakout right here. Puck bouncing around, but the intercept in the zone and shoveled towards McMarlow, and he'll scoop that one up. And Memorial leading Superior 2-1 after two. So a decisive third period coming up there. 16:05 and counting. We're in running time here. Greg and Coop, Super Sam Aberle, our producer tonight back in the MoGo Studios. We're back here tomorrow night for girls hockey. CFM in the playoffs against the Eau Claire Stars. 6:40 pregame show. This one is backhanded in front of goaltender Gavin Smith, who came out of the bullpen to relieve Griffin Bunnell in the second period. And the Cards have not been too kind to Smith either tonight, as they scored 6 on Bunnell and 4 more on Smith here tonight. This one is thumped around the zone. It comes from right to left, and it's Krista on the forecheck right here. So the Abes right now lead by 1 down at Hobbs over Superior. If they win that one, they're coming here on Tuesday night, 6:40 pregame show. Here is Evan Foyles. Oh, a sniper's goal on the backhander on Smith. Oh, he roofed him. And the Cards up 11-0.
Man.
On that goal from number 9.
Unbelievable.
Sam Hebert, the assist.
Oh, some of the goals that Evan Foyles has scored, too. I mean, you could lump him in with that first line. He's really been outstanding.
1:52, time of the goal for Evan. And that is his 4th point of the night. I'm going to have to get the calculator out here tonight. 11-0, Chi High. First goal, and make it 12-0. And the Cards score again. And just about the time they're announcing the goal, Chi High gets another one here. And I think that was Carlson that got the goal right there. An unassisted goal for Evan Carlson here in the third. 2:10, the time of that one. And so that one took all of 18 seconds.
Yeah, pretty quick.
So Carlson gets a goal here tonight. That's his first of the night. And he's going to pick up Let's see, that's his sixth goal of the season for Brett. And the Cards have piled up a dozen on D.C. Everest. Scott Parker's been playing some guys that don't usually get shifts. Fournette out here. Austin Fournette. Carter Johnson's been out here. Bast has been playing tonight a little bit as well on that varsity roster for the postseason. And so they're getting some playing time. And it's not like Scott Parker's loading up on D.C. Everest. And there's an icing call here. Running time, so the clock ticks down. 13:52 left to go, third period.
Yeah, it's too bad that Matt Fournette got hurt this week.
Yep.
He had a lower body injury, and man, he would have, you know, got a lot of time.
Something tells me
tonight.
He would have had a goal here tonight.
Yeah, he probably would have. That kid's got a knack for the net, so hopefully his brother.
He's what Scott Parker calls a pusher.
I mean,
he's developed into a pusher,
who
pushes guys in front of him to be better, or he'll take their spot. This one comes back to Krista. About 6 feet inside the blue line. Rifle a wrist shot. It's going to float into the right wing corner. Puck caught between the wheels. And a shot right there by Jackson LeMay. Just went wide. Picked up by D.C. Everest. You look at the season score sheet here for Everest. I don't think they have been defeated. I don't think they've given up 12 goals at all this year. And no, they haven't. This is the worst thumping that they've taken this season. 12:50 left to go on the icing call on the Evergreens.
Yeah, I'm assuming that they're going to probably ice the puck quite a bit this period.
Might as well.
Just try to stop the bleeding a little bit.
12:36, there's a drop. Chai High in the zone. Carried into the right wing corner. Dylan Bast out there on his second shift of the night. But I see Jackson Hoyms out there. Mason Johnson for Chai High. Cards keep coming. And it got to the goal line. And the goaltender, Smith, covered it up. He got a glove on it. He was sprawled out, hugging the left post. And puck was going on the right side and just pounced on it. And able to get the mitt on it before it went across. So still 12-0.
Bast had his first varsity goal on his stick there. He just whiffed on it. But good shift from him and another opportunity for the Cubs.
Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/wogo at cvosm.com/WOGO. Back to the point. D.C. Everest got it inside the zone. Nice keep right there by Fogelberg as he kicked it and stopped it with his skate and threw it on his stick. Wrapped that one around the wall, but now it's going to come out, and Chai High's got it right here. This is Ethan Foyles. Hands off to Kristen. Carlson. And Carlson's got it left wing corner and tried to shovel that one around and didn't get anything on it. No mustard on that with 10:56 left to go. And the puck floats back to neutral ice. We'll catch up with Scott Parker on our post-class and mirror post-game show. We'll have our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. And we welcome Topper's Pizza to our Chai High Hockey coverage. And don't forget, if you mention WOGO and Chai High Hockey, you get 20% off your order at Topper's. And use that promo code HOCKEY when you order online, and they'll know where it came from. 20% off at Topper's. So get a pizza tonight.
That's a good
great
deal.
Great stuff. Yeah,
good
20%. Deal. You get the topper sticks and sides and desserts. I got wings, too. WOGO Chai High Hockey for that 20%. There's a quick wrist shot. Twisted wrister on Marlowe and got a piece of that to keep it the shutout going. Mick had a stretch of four shutouts in a row. Or was it five? I think it was
five.
Four. Five shutouts in a row. Going for six. Just missed number six. Here's Chai High. And Cards into the zone. On the near wing. Back at the point is Britton Belonging. And he is patrolling the blue line out there right now along with Gus Thorpe. So some kids that played mainly JV this year getting some valuable minutes here at the varsity level.
Yeah, you know, some of these guys, you know, they usually would not get to play in the playoff games. You know, they probably thought their season's over. A couple bonus shifts here. It's an awesome deal.
There's a drop in the left wing circle. Cards up 12-0. And D.C. Evers has got it right now. There's a centering pass. Good pass for Cole Van Slyke over to Brett Schultz. Just a little bit in front of him. And the Evergreens retreat to the blue line and keep it in. And Slyke's a sophomore. Good-looking player right there. The coach's son, Chai High's got it right here. Cards bring it in. There's Mason Johnson. Austin Fournette on his wing. Going down the slot. This one comes back to the point. Nice keep by Krista. Tosses this one around. Puck comes into the right wing corner with 8:40 left to go. Cards at 12 goals right now, but still playing hard. And the puck is going to be left out through center ice all the way back into the Chi High zone. Cards have it. There is Ethan Foyles, and it's going to be swept up by Based, and he'll turn and brace up the ice and throw one in.
Base first goal. There it
is. Hey, just scored. Yeah. Looking down the stat sheet, and Base put it in. Wow, that's a thrill for Dylan right there, for sure. He's a sophomore. Base will get the goal. And the assist went to Ethan Foyles here in the third. And 8:50, the time of that one here in the third. That one kind of snuck up on yours truly here. 45-9, the shots in favor of Chi High with 7:59 left to go in this game. Big hit out of the blue line as Ethan Foyles went down, and we got an interference call right here.
Yep. They're just trying to keep the game in check. The puck was quite a ways gone there, and we go on the power play now.
Second power play of the night for Chi High. And Scott Parker is going to put Carlson out there along with Carter Bovey.
And LeMay.
And LeMay, yep, on the forward line. Swobes and Sam Hebert back at the blue line. Cards in the power play. 7:45 left to go in the game here. 13-0, Chi High. And it's going to be dumped all the way down by D.C. Everest. 7.5 left in regulation. This one ain't going to overtime, that's for sure. Here comes Carter Bovey trying to steer one in on Smith, the goaltender. It's going to come out of the right wing side into the corner. And it is LeMay who's got it right now. Jackson turns, fires it back on the half wall, and Carlson's got it right now for Chi High. Back to Swobes at the point. Goes cross ice, and a one-timer on net. Sam Hebert. It's ripped out of the air by Smith. And with 7:03 left to go, we're in running time. And the clock is stopped here as I try to figure it out because the clock didn't start on the power play. So we're going to stop play right here, and the officials are coming over to get an explanation on this one. And we're going to take some time off the clock here.
Well, while we've got a little break, Steve Gibbs down there, he mentioned that it's now 3-1 Memorial.
Okay.
So it more than likely we're going to
be
playing
Memorial.
Them.
Okay. Yep. Not surprising. Cards just barely got past the Abes in the regular season finale, and Evan Foyle's overtime goal was a beauty.
Oh, it was exciting.
Yeah.
I was very, very excited.
So did you attend that game? Did you watch it?
Yep, I went.
So tell me your thoughts about that game. We didn't do it. It wasn't a radio game because of flipping basketball in there instead. A game that had some seeding implications, but what about that game from your perspective?
It just seemed like the Cardinals had a tough time gaining any traction in that game. It was very back and forth. But when it counted at the end of the game, Evan Foyles came up with a big turnover and a huge goal. So I think we found a way to win on a night we weren't playing super well.
Yeah, and Scott Parker, as I talked to him before the game here tonight, said we kind of looked at that one as a loss, even though we got the win. You just kind of treat it like, okay, we didn't play very well. We deserved maybe to lose that game. And it had no seating implications, so I don't know if that took the wind out of the sails or not. Here's a shot on. Thumped off the pads of the goaltender Smith, and the Cards tossing the rubber at him here. Two or three shots on goal. It's going to come back to the point. Cards on the power play with 6:05 left to go. And here comes Carlson. Races into the zone. Oh, big hit on Carter Bowlby. Oh, my gosh, that crumpled a couple of fenders right there. Bowlby got dumped just as he came into the zone. He popped right back up, though. It looked like a high hit, but he's okay with 5:45 left to go in the period. And the puck rolls out and all the way down, and an icing call maybe ahead here as time was running out on the power play. No, they're going to wave it off. And here's Evan Foyles at the blue line. Well, Carter, I'm a little bit surprised he got right back up on that one.
Yeah, he's a tough kid just like his brothers, and those two brothers, I'm sure, beat on him enough. He's pretty tough.
Yeah. All right, this one slides through the paint into the left wing corner in the Chi-High zone with 5:10 left to go here in the third period. Cards up 13-0, and the shots are 47-10 in favor of Chi-High. As this one is dumped in behind the goaltender Smith, who came on in the second period. DC Everest going to wind up at 12-14 on the year. The Cards will have won their 15th straight. They're going to be 22-3, and this one is launched in the high slot on Smith. He's able to find that and hang on to it with 4:35 left to go. Cards, number one in the state, looking like it here tonight.
Yeah, they really have. I'm super happy with the way they played, and very, very excited for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Should be a lot of fun. I'll tell you what, this place will be bouncing with Memorial coming to town for sure, and the Cards going to have to beat the Abes three times in a row unless Superior has a miracle comeback. It's going to be Eau Claire Memorial on Tuesday night, and this one is eaten up by the goaltender Smith as we go under 4 minutes to play here in the game. Post-Glass Mirror post-game show. Don't forget, tomorrow night it's high school girls playoff hockey. CFM with Caitlin Dougherty's team taking on Eau Claire, the Stars. Third game for them against the Stars. They've swept the series so far, and we'll see Tom Bernhardt Stars here tomorrow night, 7 o'clock drop of the puck, 6:40 pregame show, and Michaela Hogan, the Hall of Famer, will join me on the radio tomorrow night. Then Saturday night, it's the Cloverbelt crossover for girls' buckets. McDonald in that Cloverbelt Conference crossover from Osseo. Caleb and Mark will have the call for you at about 7:10 pregame on Saturday night. Here is Aiden Hopp for DC Everest as we tick it under 3 minutes to play here in the game. And the Cards a little sloppy out there right now with the rock. And DC Everest has got it in the zone. They would love nothing better than at least to get a goal on Chi-High here tonight. Cards looking to help their goaltender out with a shutout here. Got 2:42 to go in that. Dylan Bass comes up, throws it in the left wing corner, and that line will skate off. And it's going to be Austin Fournette out there for Chi-High, along with Jackson LeMay on the forward line. And Britton Belange out there for Chi-High, getting another shift for number 25. 2:18 left to go. Tossed into the zone. Gus Thorpe's going to retreat and get it for the Cards. Scoop it up left wing corner. Now he goes up the ice, and it's over to Carlson. He handed right off to DC Everest. Got back to pinch it off the stick of the Evergreens player, but we got a cross-check penalty right here with 2 minutes remaining in the game, and DC Everest will sit somebody for 2 minutes here. It's Passanaw.
Yeah,
Junior will sit for two.
Put his stick right into the numbers of LeMay. It's the second penalty LeMay's drawn tonight.
2 minutes exactly left to go here, and the Cards going to walk this one home, leading 13-0. They had four in the first, and six in the second, and three more here in the third. And that's about as high a math as I can go. And now we got it back to the point. Chi High goes D to D. Here's Sam Hebert. Lobs this one down to the right wing corner. And the Cards just riding this one out. Hebert cross ice and fanning on it. Was Swoboda. And it comes back to Hebert on the near point. 1:19 left to go in the game clock. Here is Carter Bovey, drags it along the blue line. And it's siphoned back for Sam Hebert. Hebert comes in, launches a shot. That one hit the goaltender and bounced out of play here with 1:05 left to go in the game.
Those high shots from Hebert cannot happen next game.
Exactly.
You know, I get what he's trying to do. He's trying to score a goal, but next game, those have got to be on the
practice
ice.
On the stuff that's going to work for the next game,
right?
There's a drop, right wing circle. 47 seconds left to go. Carter Bovey with a chance as he walked in on the goaltender about 5 feet out. Did a wrister, and that kicked off Smith and flew out of the rink. Under a half a minute to go. We'll have one final drop in the zone. This one comes back to Hebert, trying to find a seam, and that one just wide. And it comes over to Swoboda, who stepped up on the half wall right now with 19 seconds left to go, and an icing call ahead. Nope, they're going to wave icing off against DC Everest. Well, the Cards are on the power play, pardon me. 10 seconds left to go, only 9 to go on the power play for Chi High. And the Cards content just to play catch here. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, one. And that will do it, 13-0. A convincing win, 51-10. The shots here tonight. And a quiet night for Mick Marlowe, but when called upon, the senior really made some nice saves.
Right, the first shift of the game, they came right at him and had two awesome scoring opportunities. He stood up to the test there, and then they had a 2-on-0 later in the game that he stood came out and challenged them and made a great save too. So, yeah, hats off to Mick Marlowe on the shutout.
So the Cards have punched their ticket for Tuesday. It looks as if it's going to be Eau Claire Memorial. They led 3-1, and if we get a final on that before we're off the air, we'll let you know. But it appears as if it's ECM on Tuesday, and the Cards are going to have to beat them 3 times in a season to continue their season on Tuesday. But that's a few days away. Tomorrow it's high school girls hockey, 6:40 pregame show, CFM. Against the Eau Claire Stars tomorrow. All right. We will get on to our Holly Mulvey Names You Know stats recap. And we got our Toppers Top Plays and our Post-Glass Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll catch up with Scott Parker as well. Get his thoughts about this overwhelming victory over DC Everest tonight, 13-0. All right, we'll be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found in 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Let's use a football metaphor. In your home, you're the quarterback. Now, who would you want in your front line? Asphalt? No, the fearsome four of rain, hail, wind, and snow would blow right through an asphalt line. For real protection, you want
the York Strand
Metal Roofing. Because hit after hit, year after year,
the York Strand
Metal Roofing will keep you protected with a 50-year non-prorated and transferable warranty.
715-237-2678.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Make tonight a Topper's night. Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls makes their dough from scratch every day with fresh hand-cut veggies and piles of that 100% real Wisconsin mozzarella. During the playoffs, mention Chi High Hockey at your locally owned Topper's in Chippewa and you'll get 20% off your order. 20% off hot and delicious pizza, wings, topper sticks, and cheese curds. 20% off mac and cheese, lava cake, frozen custard, and cinnamon sticks. Mention Chi High or use coupon code HOCKEY at checkout when ordering online for 20% off your order at Topper's Pizza next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
And our Post Glass and Mirror post-game show right now brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls is free mobile auto glass service. 2 heated bays and a warm waiting room, from compact cars to semis, dump trucks, motorhomes. Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big and small. Coop, what can you say about a 13-0 win here tonight?
Convincing.
Yeah,
that's what I can say. The Cardinals had all their I's dotted and their T's crossed tonight. They played a complete game. And it showed, just that with that lopsided score. So just the way they moved the puck was really impressive.
Yeah.
That forecheck was unbelievable. If they need to bring that effort Tuesday night, and they will come away with a victory.
Yeah, and I think they've set the standard for themselves. It could have kind of devolved to a sloppy game.
Right.
But I think the players really had a degree of excellence that they wanted to maintain.
Absolutely. And you could, I heard Mason Johnson preaching this to his teammates, and that's just shows what awesome leadership we have in this team.
Yeah.
And this team is so selfless with the way they pass the puck, and that's such a tough thing to get across to a high school team, and our coaching staff's done it. And a lot of credit to the players too. They understand that to win as many games as they have, they need to give up the puck.
They've won more games than any Chi High team in history. They are 22-3. They have won 15 straight. So it's time for our Topper's Top Play, brought to you by Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls. You mentioned Chi High Hockey at your locally owned Topper's Pizza in Chippewa. A 20% right off the top of your order, 20% off if you mention Chi High Hockey on WOGO. You got pizza, you got wings, topper sticks, sides, and desserts. Use the promo code HOCKEY when ordering online, and they'll know what to do. Or just mention Chi High Hockey at Topper's Pizza next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. Well, top play we picked out was from the top line, and two of the top players on the top line. It was Mason Johnson from Jackson Hoym. And those two combined for, you know, goal after goal after goal this year. Both guys went over 50 points tonight, and it was at 11:32, fourth goal of the game in the first period. 11:32 of the first period, and it sounded like this. Here is Mason Johnson. Oh, Johnson found a little narrow window in the left wing wheel and beat the goaltender, Bunnell, over his shoulder, and it's 4-0.
Well, 7 from 8. How many times do we hear this?
Yeah, that's for sure. 7 from 8. And that's our Topper's Top Play brought to you by Topper's Pizza in Chippewa Falls. You mentioned Chi High Hockey at Topper's Pizza in Chippewa. 20% off your entire order. It's 20% off the pizza, the wings, topper sticks, whatever you want there. And if you order online, use the code HOCKEY or just mention Chi High Hockey at Topper's Pizza next to Mycon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. We're going to send Coop downstairs, see if we can catch up to Scott Parker. And we'll have our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap coming up on our postgame show. Chi High all over D.C. Everest tonight, 13-0 to advance in the postseason. We'll be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Attention high school students and parents. Are you planning for your future after high school? Join us at CVTC's Spring Open House on Tuesday, March 26th to learn why CVTC is the smart start to your future. Meet instructors, participate in hands-on simulations and virtual reality activities, and apply for free at the event. Learn why students just like you are choosing CVTC. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/spring.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry. Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season. Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Let's use a football metaphor. In your home, you're the quarterback. Now, who would you want in your front line? Asphalt? No, the fearsome four of rain, hail, wind, and snow would blow right through an asphalt line. For real protection, you want
the York Strand
Metal Roofing. Because hit after hit, year after year,
the York Strand
Metal Roofing will keep you protected with a 50-year non-prorated and transferable warranty. 715-237-2678.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlantic cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Stop by your locally owned Culver's of Lake Halley for Butterburgers, Custard, and Cheese Curds. Culver's of Lake Halley.
Chi High winning this regional final 13-0 over DC Everest. Let's get the coach's thoughts. Downstairs, Coop is with head coach Scott Parker.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're here with Coach Scott Parker. Coach, convincing win tonight, 13-0 over DC Everest. What were some thoughts from the game?
Well, first of all, DC Everest came out first shift and really put it on us. And I'm like, my eyebrows went up. And, they had two games on the road, probably a pretty tough physical game for them on Tuesday night, and then they got to come here. So, you know, they only have three seniors, and I'm wishing them all the luck in the world down the road. Those are tough ones to swallow. I know what it's like as a coach. So I wish them well, and had a good chat with their coach, and just, those are tough ones for DC Everest, but we're moving on. Our guys, everyone got in the game. When we have a goalie with a shutout, you can't pull him because he loses his shutout. So, you know, Mick's worked hard to get in this position. He's been the backbone of this team. And, you know, that kid, every second he's out there and he's playing, he appreciates it. And we appreciate him also, but you can't pull a goalie when, well, I've done it before, but I think you remember. I've done it, but I found out the hard way when you do that. I think it was Jaden, and Jaden didn't really care that much, but they lose their shutout, and I had to really get into the stats to fix it, but. Anyway, 7-8 have been playing hard all year long. Jackson and Mason, they don't take a shift off. That's why I was like, we can't put them back out there. It's 13-0. That's a bad look, you know. And so those two and Drew, that's just a dynamic line. They really, like you were saying, in the second period, they really move the puck. And we have some other guys, our fourth liners, get in there a little bit and get a chance, and that's all you can ask for. So, you know, it was a game that, you know, I don't know if this gets us ready for the next game or not. You know, we're going to have to refocus tomorrow and get after it. It looks like it was 3-1 Memorials, and that's going to be a tough game. And we're going to have to reload, refocus, and play better than we did last Thursday. So, you know, it was great for us to win, but now as a coach, you're just looking down the road and you're looking at Tuesday already. So, you know, we move on, and the playoff hockey's really, to be honest with you, it doesn't have any forgiveness. It's a tough road. So you gotta reload and be ready and be focused. So hopefully that's going to happen. We got three practices in front of us to get ready. So we got home ice, so that's nice.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, thanks for your time. Congrats on the win, and go Cards.
Yeah, go Cards. Saw Kyle Engelking and Eric Swenson, and it's just great to see you guys. So thanks for saying hi, and if you're around tomorrow, stop by. So that's always great to see alumni, and, you know, it kind of catches you off guard. Like I had Blake Tripler come out of the – I was at the hardware store, and – Blake popped out of like the sixth aisle, and I'm like, you know, kind of your eyes get big, and you're like, oh, who are you? You know, he's grown like 3 inches, and he, you know, you know, all of a sudden, Kinger goes, yeah, it's Kyle, and I'm like, I know it's you, but I gotta reload for a second, you know. But it is fun to see alumni, and you know, it that's why I'm still here, is I enjoy it. So, thanks a lot, and. Well, on to the next.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Have a good night.
Okay, thanks very much, guys. Scott Parker kind of sounded tuckered out, but this is the kind of game where you just make it through, look on to the next contest, which is going to be the sectional semi, and that's going to be against Eau Claire Memorial. As you heard, the Aves beat Superior at home. I think it was 3-1 the final, so we will face Memorial for the third time, trying to sweep the season and playoffs from them. At least it's at home, and we'll have it for you on Tuesday night at 6:40. Chi High and the Aves. We're going to take another break. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Still ahead. I've been doing the math here for a while. Got our Holly Movie Names You Know stats recap. And, man, do we have a lot of numbers with a 13-0 count here tonight. So we'll take a break and back in a moment with that. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
What do you see when you look at your home and your car? Do you see a bundle? A combo deal? That's how other insurance companies see them. But a State Farm agent sees so much more. Because a State Farm agent sees your home and your car as more than just four walls and four wheels. They see the things you've worked really hard for. So why not give them the protection they deserve?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Jeff Flagg in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-9128.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Well, we will be back here tomorrow night, at least half of our crew here. You can come if you want, but I'll be here doing the girls' game CFM against the Eau Claire Stars, their first playoff game. Michaela Hogan, the Hall of Famer, will join me up here in the booth at 6:40 tomorrow here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. And then you and I will be together on Tuesday for the Aves and Chi High. Third time around.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one. The wheels are turning in my head. Oh, it's going to be a good one.
6:40 Cardinal Countdown for that one. All right, time for our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernice Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Lots. When you get a 13-0 score, a lot of guys pile up the points here, and we'll do our best to recap things here. The game got going with number 8, Jackson Hoym, from number 7, Mason Johnson. That combo has worked all season, and turns out that Johnson had a big night, 6 points for Mason, 2 goals, 4 assists, and his line mate, Jackson Hoym, with 3 goals and 1 assist. So those guys together with 10 points tonight, and then you throw in Drew Bovey on that line, 3 goals and 1 assist. That's 14 points from that first line. And Jackson and Mason go over 50 points tonight. Drew over 40 tonight with the effort. And so big night for that crew. Also want to tip the hat to Evan Foyles. Had a goal and 3 assists tonight. He is really coming into his own. And even had a penalty shot. Didn't put that behind the goaltender, but nice night for number 9. And then Jackson LeMay, 21, number 21, with a couple of goals here tonight. Cards with 4 in the first, 6 more in the second, and then pile on 3 in the third to finish out 13-0. And for Mick Marlowe, we talk about shutouts, that's the 7th of the season.
Wow.
And he's, you know, he doesn't get the credit he deserves. He is really, if you're not good at goaltending, if you don't have a good goaltender, you're not going to win very many games, no matter how good you are on offense. And he has just been terrific this year.
Yeah, it's a guy that kind of one of the, you know, we give him credit, but not enough. I mean,
yeah,
like I said, in these blowout games, he's always locked in. And I just really appreciate him, and I look forward to watching him down the stretch here, because he's going to be a game changer for
us. He is, yeah. He is just a rock back there. So there you go, our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. Again, call Holly at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. We have Buckets on Saturday night, 7:10 pregame show with Caleb and Mark Maloney from Osseo. It's the Cloverbelt crossover, the girls' Buckets, and then they'll be in playoffs, basketball the following week, and girls first and then the boys. Hockey tomorrow night, and 6:40 pregame show for CFM against Eau Claire Stars, and back here on Tuesday for the Abes and Chi-Hi Cardinals. Maybe I'll just sleep here. It'll be hockey all the time. We'll see. Anyway, for our crew, for Cooper Fosvick, I'm Greg Stewart. Final again, 13-0. Super Sam Aberle, our producer tonight, doing a great job under duress. Appreciate it very much. And we'll be back on Tuesday. Final score again, Chi-Hi 13 and DC Everest nothing. The Cards move on to Tuesday's sectional semi here at home. And you all come. And if you can, enjoy the game here in person or listen on WOGO Radio or follow us on Cards TV on Tuesday. Final again, 13-0 here on WOGO. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena.